All right. Well, you know what I'm going to say. So here we go. Turn with me, if you will, to the place where this week's Torah portion begins. Not quite to the end of chapter 27 of Shemot or Exodus. And it says, and you shall command. So, and you shall tetzaveh et, or who, the pointer says, et the B'nai Israel, command the children of Israel, that they bring unto you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause a lamp to burn continually or always. And it's going to be in the tent of meeting, outside the veil which is before the testimony. Aaron and his sons shall set it in order to burn from evening to morning before Yahuwah. It shall be a statute forever throughout their generations on behalf of the B'nai Israel. Now, interestingly, it's still a statute forever, but there is no place to do it because the Mishkan and then later the temple, both of them were destroyed. And so as a result, no place to do that, even though it remains a statute if there was a place. All right, chapter 28 says, now you bring near unto you Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the B'nai Israel, that they might minister to me in the office of Kohen or priest, even Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. And you shall make set apart holy garments for Aaron your brother for splendor and for beauty. And splendor is, the root word there is kabod. We remember that one. And this is the first time we see le tiferot, or tiferot, I guess, for beauty in there. And it's the first use in the Torah. But the idea is that these garments are going to be something special. They're set apart. You shall speak unto all that are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, and they'll make Aaron's garments to sanctify him, that he might minister unto me in the office of Kohen. And here it says, are the garments you're going to make. A breastplate, and an ephod, and a robe, and a tunic of checkered work, a mitre, and a girdle. I'll make holy garments for Aaron, his brother, and his sons, that he might minister to me in the office of the Kohen. And they'll take the gold, the blue, the purple, and the scarlet, and the fine linen, and make this ephod, or a shoulder cape, as sometimes you'll see how it's put, out of gold, purple, and blue, scarlet, fine twine linen, the work of the skillful workman. It'll have two shoulder pieces joined to the ends thereof, so that they may be joined together. And upon the skillfully woven band which is upon it, wherewith to gird it on, that'll be like the work thereof of the same kind. In other words, it'll be of a singular piece of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twine linen. Now, you're going to take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the B'nai Israel. Six of the names on one stone, and the names of the six that remain on the other stone, according to their birth. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, you will engrave these two stones. According to the names of the children of Israel, put them enclosed in settings of gold. And you'll put the two stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, to be stones of memorial for the B'nai Israel. And Aaron shall bear their names before Yahuwah on his two shoulders for a memorial. And then you'll make settings of gold, two chains of pure gold, of plaited thread you'll make them, a wreathen work, and put those wreathen chains on the settings. Then make a breastplate of judgment. Again, the work of the skillful workman, like the work of the ephod, make it out of gold and blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twine linen, you shall make it. Four square shall be, in other words, it's the same dimension on both sides, and doubled. A span shall be the length thereof, and a span the breadth thereof. And you'll set it in settings of stones, or set in it settings of stones, four rows of stones. Okay, first row, a carnelian, a topaz, smaragd shall be row number one. Second row, a carbuncle, a sapphire, and an emerald. Third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They'll be enclosed in gold in their settings. Now, these stones, again, will be according to the names of the children of Israel. 12, like their names, the engravings of a signet, every one according to his name, they shall be for the 12 tribes. You'll make upon that breastplate now plated chains of wreathen work of pure gold. And you'll make upon the breastplate two rings of gold and put these two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. Now, what I think is interesting about this next about four verses or so is the importance of this number two. It appears over and over and over again, and it's clear. I mean, Aaron has two shoulders, but everything about this thing is doubled. put on the two wreaths and chains of gold on the two rings at the ends of the breastplate. At the other two ends of the two wreathen chains, you shall put on the two settings, and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod in the forepart thereof. Then make two rings of gold, and put them on the two ends of the breastplate upon the edge thereof, towards the side of the ephod inward. Then make two rings of gold, put them on the two shoulder pieces of the ephod underneath, in the forepart thereof, close to the coupling, above the skillfully woven band of the ephod. And they shall bind the breastplate by these rings under the rings of the ephod with a thread of blue, that it may be upon the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and the breastplate does not come loose. And Aaron shall bear the names of the B'nai Israel upon the breastplate of judgment upon his heart, when he goes in unto the holy place, for a memorial before Yahuwah continually. And you shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim v'Tumim, the Urim and the Tumim. They shall be upon Aaron's heart when he goes in before Yahuwah. Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before Yahuwah continually. And you shall make the robe of the ephod out of all blue. And it shall have a hole for his head in the midst thereof. It will have a binding of woven work round about the hole of it, as it were in the hole of a coat of mail, so that it is not rent. In other words, there's going to be kind of reinforcement around the hole where his head goes through. Upon the skirts of it, you shall make pomegranates out of blue and of purple and scarlet, round about the skirts thereof, and bells of gold between them, all around. A golden bell and a pomegranate, golden bell and a pomegranate upon the skirts of the robe, round about. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister. And the sound thereof shall be heard when he goes into the holy place before Yahuwah, and when he comes out. And this is always one of those words that you think, that probably should get some attention. So that he die not. And you make a plate out of pure gold, and engrave upon that, like the engravings of a signet, holy to Yahuwah. So it's Kadosh Le Yahuwah, set apart, Kadosh Le Yahuwah. And put on it a thread of blue, and it'll be on the mitre, upon the forefront of the mitre it shall be. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear the torahlessness, the iniquity committed in the holy things which the children of Israel shall hallow, even in all their holy gifts. And it shall always be upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before Yahuwah. And you shall weave the tunic, or the coat, the overcoat, in checker work of fine linen, and you shall make a mitre of fine linen, and you shall make a girdle, the work of the weaver, in colors. And for Aaron's sons, you'll make tunics. You shall make for them girdles and head tires, or kind of like turbans. And that word is migbaat for them, for, again, for splendor and for beauty. And you shall put them upon Aaron, his brother, Aaron, your brother, and upon his sons with him, and shall anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the office of Cohen. And you'll make linen breeches to cover the flesh of their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. They shall be upon Aaron and his sons when they go into the tent of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they do not bear iniquity and die. This shall be a statute forever, hukat olam, unto him and to his seed after him. Now, this next chapter is going to have a process outline. This is the ordination, literally, of the Kohanim, of the priests, and the things that are going to go along with that, the daily offerings and so forth. And this, he says, is the thing that you shall do unto them to set them apart, to hallow them, to minister to me in the office of Cohen. Take one young bull and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread and cakes, unleavened mingled with oil, and wafers unleavened spread with oil, of fine wheaten flour you shall make them. And you shall put them in one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bull and the two rams. And Aaron and his son shall bring unto the door of the tent of meeting, and wash them with water. So you bring them there, and then wash them with water. And then you shall take the garments, and put upon Aaron the tunic, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the skillfully woven band of the ephod. And you'll set the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then you shall take that anointing oil, and pour it upon his head, and anoint him. So anointed one, literally Mashiach, is the term. When he has oil poured upon him, he is anointed, and he becomes the anointed one. You shall bring in his sons, put tunics upon them, gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, put their head tires on them, and they shall have the priesthood by a perpetual statute. You shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. Then you bring the bullock before the tent of meeting, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the bullock, and you shall kill the bullock before Yahuwah at the door of the tent of meeting. Then they take the blood of the bull, put it upon the horns of the altar with your finger, and you shall pour out the remaining blood at the base of the altar. Then you shall take all the fat that covers the innards, the lobe above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that's on them, and make them smoke upon the altar. Now, the flesh of the bull, though, and its skin and its dung, you shall burn with fire outside the camp. It is a chatat, a sin offering. You'll then take also the one ram, and Aaron and his son shall lay their hands upon the head of that ram. And then you slay the ram, take its blood, and dash its blood round about the altar. And then cut that ram into its pieces, wash its innards and its legs, put them with its pieces and with its head, and make the whole ram smoke upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto Yahuwah. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. Then you take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands upon the head of that ram. And then they shall kill the ram, take of its blood, put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, the thumb of their right hand, and upon the big toe, the great toe of their right foot, and dash the blood around the altar, against the altar, all about, all round about. And then take the blood that is upon the altar of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron and his garments and his sons, and upon the garments of his sons with him, and he and his garments will be hallowed, he and his sons' garments with him. And then you'll take of that ram, the fat tail, the fat that covers the innards, the lobe of the liver, two kidneys, and the fat upon them, and the right thigh. It is the ram of consecration. And one loaf of bread, one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer out of that basket of the unleavened bread that is before Yahuwah. And put the whole thing upon the hands of Aaron and upon the hands of his sons, and shall wave them for a wave offering before Yahuwah. Then you'll take from them, from their hands, make them smoke upon the altar the burnt offering for a sweet savor before Yahuwah. It is an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. Now, then you shall take the breast of Aaron's ram of consecration and wave it for a wave offering before Yahuwah. And this, it says, shall be your portion. You shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the heave offering, which is waved, which is heaved up, the ram of consecration, even of that which is Aaron's, and of that which is his sons. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons as a due forever from the children of Israel. So this part of the burnt offering here is literally for them. It's theirs. And that's the case down through the generations. It is a heave offering. It shall be a heave offering from the B'nai Israel of their sacrifices of shalamim, peace offerings, even their heave offering unto Yahuwah. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be for his sons after him, to be anointed in them and to be consecrated in them. 7 days shall the son that is priest in his stead, in other words, when Aaron eventually passes, one of these will be the new high priest. 7 days the son that is the priest in his stead shall put them on, even he who comes into the tent of meeting, to minister in the holy place. And you shall take the ram of consecration, seethe its flesh in a holy place. Aaron and his son shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that's in that basket at the door of the tent of meeting. And they shall eat those things wherewith atonement was made, to consecrate them and to sanctify them. But a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are set apart. And if anything of the flesh of the consecration or the bread remains unto the morning, then you shall burn that remainder with fires, not to be eaten, because it is set apart. And this you shall do to Aaron and to his sons, according to all that I have commanded you. 7 days you shall consecrate them. And every day you shall offer the bull of the sin offering, in addition to the other offerings of atonement. And you shall do the purification upon the altar when you make atonement for it, and you shall anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar and sanctify it. Thus shall the altar be kadosh, kedoshim, most holy. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Now, this is that which you shall offer upon that altar. Two lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. So this is called the daily offering. It was a, it was two lambs each and every day. And they're one, less than 1 year old in the first year. The one lamb you offer in the morning, the other lamb you offer at dusk. So they're called the morning lamb and the evening lamb. And with one lamb, a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour mingled with a fourth part of a hin of beaten oil and a fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. The other lamb you shall offer at dusk. And you shall do thereto according to the meal offering in the morning and according to the drink offering thereof for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah. This is a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tent of meeting before Yahuwah, where I will meet with you to speak there unto you. And I will meet with the Bnei Israel, and the tent, the Ohel, shall be sanctified by my glory. And I'll sanctify the tent of meeting, and on the altar also, Aaron also, along with his sons, will I sanctify to minister to me as Kohanim in the office of priest. And I will then dwell among the Bnei Israel, and I will be their Elohim. And they shall know, Ki Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. I am their El, that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them, Ani Yahuwah Elohim. And finally, the last chapter, just the first few verses of it here. You shall make an altar to burn incense upon. Out of acacia wood you'll make it. A cubit shall be the length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof, four square. So it's a cubit by a cubit. And two cubits will be the height thereof. The horns thereof shall be of a single piece with it. And you'll overlay it with pure gold, top, the sides round about, and the horns thereof, and make unto it a crown of gold round about. And two golden rings you'll make for it under the crown thereof, upon the two ribs thereof, on the two sides of it you'll make them. They'll be for staves, or places for the staves, that will be used to bear it. You shall make the staves out of acacia wood, overlay them with gold, and put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the ark cover that's over the testimony, where I will meet with you. And Aaron shall burn thereon incense of sweet spices every morning, when he dresses the lamps, he shall burn it. And when Aaron lights the lamps at dusk, he shall burn it. A perpetual incense before Yahuwah throughout your generations. You shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor other burnt offerings, nor meal offerings. You shall pour no drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make atonement upon the horns of it once a year. With the blood of the sin offering of atonement once in a year shall he make atonement for it throughout your generations. It is Kadesh Kodeshim, most holy, set apart unto Yahuwah.